This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is for a better life. IRIB English Radio. I am Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul, and one of my specialties is in improving lifestyle. And what I say is based on the Quran and Islamic tradition. In this episode of the program, I will be going over the subject, the role of remembering Allah for enjoying a better life. As I talked about previously, there is an undeniable fact about our life, which is our life on this world is never separated from difficulties. It is usually attached with so many ups and downs. Another fact is that we cannot change it. What I mean is not that we cannot solve any problem. I want to say, when I said we cannot change it, I mean we cannot change the whole sense and character of this world. And we cannot make it in such a way that there is no problem at all. For instance, can we prevent all natural disasters from taking place? Can we do something so as we don't face the death of anyone we love? Can we do something to remain always happy and never be worried about anything? Of course not. So, when the case is like this, we should find a solution to cope with these problems and try to manage them and do not let them take the control of us. One of the best effective and also efficient solution is that we always should remember Allah. Allah is the creator of this world, the creator of us as well. So nothing is out of the realm of His power. Add to it that Allah says in the Quran, "Inna Allaha bin-nasi la-raufun rahim." Indeed, Allah is affectionate and merciful to people. And also says, "Wa-idha sa'alaka 'ibadi 'anni fa-inni qareeb," or the Prophet, "If my worshippers ask you about me, tell them that I am near them. Ujibu da'wat ad-dar iza da'an," and if they ask me something, I will answer their request. As a result, remembering Allah and paying attention to His might can be very relieving and can bring about tranquility and calmness. Remembering Allah assists man to maintain his composure and his self-control. Unfortunately, those whose connection with Allah is not that much firm, or their knowledge about Allah is not sufficient, when they face a problem, instead of seeking refuge to Allah Himself, they try to find some other inefficient ways. Not only inefficient, but also harmful to their spiritual, harmful to their worldly life. These troubled people, when they feel unfortunate, sometimes they start taking sedative pills, anti-anxiety medicine, and so on and so forth. And even sometimes totally worse, they start taking illegal substance like cocaine, marijuana, and the like. And also even worse, like, God forbid, drinking wine. Here, let's have a break for a short minute and I will go back and continue my discussion.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
The topic of my today discussion is to remember Allah and its role in having a better life. As I said, some people, when they are troubled, doing some bad actions. Some other people try another disadvantageous way. They, as soon as they are faced an uphill struggle in their life, they start to break their connection with Allah. They became angry with Allah, complain, and they will become really ungrateful. They think that Allah is like their bosom friend, that if they break up with Him, Allah will become, God forbid, remorseful and try to compensate for them. I have heard in many cases, since I have a lot of experience in improving Islamic advice as an Islamic consultant, I realize that people who have faced troubles start whispering to themselves that, why me? Have I not for many years prayed and worshipped and fasted for the sake of Allah? Have I not been a good worshipper of Allah? Why didn't Allah stop that problem from happening? Or they say, why didn't Allah do anything to prevent me from getting stuck in that trouble? These words are, unfortunately, something or sometimes a gate for a more hideous action, like abandonment of prayer and fasting. It leads to throwing over many merits and ethical points and leads to committing many sins. Those people who do this should know that we suppose that you break up with Allah, then what will happen at the end? Either anyone other than God who answers human requests, either anyone who, if Allah does not will something, that man can stop God and instead implement his own decision? Of course not. Moreover, in the day of judgment, who instead of Allah can enter you in the heaven or prevent you from getting into the hellfire? But those who are connected to Allah do the decent thing, take the best decision. They, in difficulty, become more attached to Allah, more connected to Him. Their worship and religious acts become more. They prostrate in front of Allah and talk to Him. They share their difficulties with Allah. Of course, Allah is aware, but He likes to see His servants talking to Him.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Prophet Jacob, or in Islamic terminology Ya'qub, when he suffered from his son's separation, when he cried and wept from his separation for years and became blind, his children told him, by Allah, you do not cease remembering Yusuf until you become seriously ill or until you die out of sorrow. But this prophet, instead of becoming hopeless or ingratitude, said, I complain of my grief and distress only to Allah, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and I know from Allah something that you do not know. In this way, those who remember Allah in difficulties never lose hope, and instead get more dependent to Allah. In our today discussion, we realize that we should never loosen our connection with Allah in any problem we face. Inshallah, in the following session, I will discuss this point more. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every every shade of palm, every closed hand in us, every sparkling tear on every eyelash in us, every thought I have and every word I share.